Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. Sir, I'm calling on behalf of Opinions Research. This evening, we just conducted a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response. Can you be so kind and share your opinion and be brief? Does any member of your household work for a radio or television station or newspaper or advertising agency or media organization or work on or volunteer for a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely? Somewhat likely? Not very likely? Not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
Republican.
Thank you. And are you as any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your main racial background, sir?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And is your age between 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
65.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, sir, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely voting for the Democrats, probably, leans slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, probably vote for the Republican, or leans slightly to the Republican?
Definitely vote for the Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Kamala Harris. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Barry, unfavorable or somewhat?
Who?
Barry, unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, somewhat.
Okay. And how about Leonard Spencer? What's your opinion?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And Scott Boyd? Is that ring a bell?
Unfavorable.
Barry? Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Aaron Huntley? What's your opinion?
Never heard of him. Never heard of him.
And Carolina Amnesty? Recognize the name?
Don't know anything about her. I heard of her, but I don't know. I have an opinion. No opinion.
I understand. You know who she is, but you have no opinion. Okay. Now,
yeah.
If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. And I know, sir, you know, I do appreciate your patience. You made it very clear that you're Republican, you know, and that you are definitely going to support Mr. Trump. But I'm required to read verbatim, okay? I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Definitely or probably?
I'll go with definitely.
Okay. If the election for Florida State House were held today and the following candidates, I'm sorry, let me start again. If the election for the Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Carolina Amnesty, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I don't know. I might go with Amnesty, but I don't know much about her, but I probably won't vote for the other guy.
Yeah, you would do your own research, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Amnesty. I think that's how you pronounce that, okay?
You
would
Amnesty.
Definitely...
Close.
Yeah. Were you definitely voting for Amnesty or probably?
Probably.
Okay. And as you may know, the Republican state representative, Carolina Amnesty, was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Ms. Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars of fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, to say their false charge was created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for the Florida State House were held today, From who would you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democrat?
Now I go with Spencer. She's a dirty bird. I don't like that.
Okay, so who would you vote for? Carolina or
Spencer.
Leonard? Mrs. Spencer.
Oh, Leonard. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving right along. Hey, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I would say probably now.
Due to the state representative Amesti arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were not occurred, another Republican candidate will run for the seat. Will you not be asked about the potential Republican candidates who will run in the November election if she resigns, you know? If the election stay house were held today, for whom would you vote? Henry Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I have to look into the one guy, but if they're going to be crooked, I don't like that. So if he's her friend, then he's out too.
Okay.
So I would say still probably Leonard Spencer.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Probably. Okay. If the election for the Florida State House were held today, who would you vote as? Scott Boyd, the Republican, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Maybe Boyd. I have to look into it, though. So that's a maybe, not even probably.
Okay, that's a maybe. Okay. You know, we ask a few short demographic questions so we can finish. Just for classification purpose only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And when you vote for your candidates for political office, would you say that you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Usually Republican.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, conservative on your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And so what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college graduate, postgraduate?
Some college.
Okay. Thank you. Here we go. Thank you very much, sir. It's been a pleasure. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your time, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good day.
Likewise.